Hey, always great to be here at H&R Agri Power. Always enjoy visiting with Terry Martin, and this guy's been busy all morning long. But finally, got him off the phone, got people in his office, and giving Judge Dan Humphries a little training on how to deal with constituents there. And I mean, it's a good thing.
Well, judge and the constituents is pretty funny right there. Now, taking the judge's money for a piece of equipment is a whole different ball game.
I noticed he was in the office a long time, and he finally left.
Yeah, he insulted me quite a bit of ways right there, but we was all right when we come out.
You can't beat that. But, Terry, you know, this is you guys, you've been here for a long time. Actually, you grew up really working with Mr. Wayne Hunt and H&R AgriPower, and AgriPower in the beginning, and have been here, put a lot of time in this place over the years.
We went through and lost the farm in 87. I come to work in April of 87 and been here ever since. Yes, sir.
You know, you guys are an ESOP now, which you've talked many times. That really has totally changed the game for this company and for the folks who work with you.
You know, we start with one store, and we end up, we get two, and then we get six, and we end up with however many we got, 21, 22. It's really awesome because it's 100% employee owned. And where I come from, and, you know, it's grassroots for me right there. I grew up with the McAtees and the Mintons and the Smithsons and things like this, and this is where we're at. Pretty much what we do here in these stores right here, we buy trucks and we use parts, and the people here go to church with you, and they're at the community functions right there, and we support our community really, really strong. And it means it's a world of difference. I mean, when you're an ESOP right there, you're not doing it for a box store out in South Dakota somewhere. You're doing it right here in your own community.
That's what it's all about. You know, and this company, built on service, I had a chance to visit with Joseph James Darren here a few minutes. Mr. Wayne, a couple of weeks ago, I came by, and we just sat in his office and talked to him for an hour and a half. And he said, you know, when I go to places, he said, I go to the service department. He said, that's the first place I want to see, because he said, number one, they'll tell you what's going on. You find out, but he said, I want to make sure we're servicing our customers. And that's what this company and what you guys are built on.
Yeah, I mean, and it's in every store. It's instilled to every employee that we do that. And because we're an ESOP, we want to give the best service. Now, we'll make mistakes, and there's things that happen right there. But you also walk in the front door, and we know who your name is. And you come to the counter. We do the service back in the shop. We can get an answer on basic things. We carry a full line of parts for all the manufacturers. And we do the warranty work right in here. You're not going to call an 800 number. You're going to get used to, build a relationship with, and things that do happen, we're here to help.
And that's what it means. I mean, it means a lot to the folks. In fact, you got, talk about customer service, you got a, I will ask you first, like, what in the world are you carrying around, a whip or a stick or something? It's actually an antenna.
Well, we delivered a tractor the other day, and the antenna somehow or another fell off. Again, things happen. I have an antenna, and I'm going to take it to the man's house, and I'm going to put it back on his tractor so he has an antenna. That's what I'm doing with it, yes.
That's called customer service.
That's customer service, and it's so frustrating anymore because this world changed so much in the last, I don't know, 8-10 years. It seems to be some things are changing back to the normal, or anyway, for the change is good sometimes. So I think people have forgotten to get customer service and to give, you know, our expectations are much lower than it was 10 years ago. And it shouldn't be like that. Every customer, every person has a choice to spend their money where they want to. And we try not to take our customers for granted. We want them to understand we appreciate their business. We're only here because of them. This country forgot that. We stopped building things and things like that, and service is not as important. You get attitude when you go to a fast food restaurant, or you get somebody that doesn't know. You can't get a service, or you have to call an 800 number. They're not really interested in your business because they're so busy, or they don't look up when you walk into the door. I mean, we got people to come in the front door. We're going to tell you hello. We're going to walk by, shake your hand, check you out. If you got a problem, we're going to try to take care of it right here in the store, right here in Hopkinsville, Kentucky, Todd County, Trigg County, Logan County, all the way to Callaway County. We're here to take care of our customer.
That's what it's all about. Terry, thank you. Good to see you. I know you got to get out the door to put that antenna on that man's tractor.
Yes, and I want to, you know, I especially want to thank everybody out there. And just remember, too, we're going into corn planting season. It's going to get really busy. You're starting to see implements on the road. Watch out for the farmer. Be careful. Give them plenty of room. They hate being on the road as much as you hate getting behind them. But they got to get there. And just remember, they do feed the country. Take care of our farmers.
Terry, great to see you, my friend. Always great to talk with you on the radio. And have a good one. Have a good National Ag Week. We're, of course, on 106.5 WKDZ.